Hi there, this is Ethan on the Hair Relaxer Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Marianne Tolis. Someone just called and left me a message. Well, several times.
Gotcha, I see. Marianne, so yeah, my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line. Were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, so Marianne, were you using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, regularly.
And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Ovarian.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear about this. In any case, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to remember the subtype of your ovarian cancer?
What do you mean, subtype?
Well, just to give you an example, like the specific type of cancer, like could it be clear cell carcinoma or mucinous carcinoma, epithelial tumors? If you're not sure, that's okay.
Well, I had to do chemotherapy.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
And I was stage four.
Okay, I see. Are you cancer-free now?
I was, but it's coming back.
Okay, I see. I'm sorry to hear about that, but I hope they can treat it and they can get rid of it for good. What was the date of your most recent cancer diagnosis?
Well, my first diagnosis was 21, January the 5th, 21.
Okay, and what state did this diagnosis take place in?
Florida.
Okay, you said Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And you said that was January 5th of 2021, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to double check with you as well. You said you don't have an attorney for this claim already, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you confirm to me, Marianne, under penalty then, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't spoken to other firms, or more importantly, you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information to anyone for this lawsuit, correct?
No.
No, as in you can confirm that's correct?
The answer to the question was no, I have not sent anybody. I have not obtained an attorney.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, sorry, I
One
do
did call
apologize. I
me.
know that's a little bit confusing.
Well, I know it's, it would be when they have these things, they're all over the United States, so.
Yeah, definitely. And Marianne, how old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer?
Well, I'm 69 as of this year. So what, 3 years ago, what was I, 60?
66 then?
Yeah, sounds
Okay.
about right.
Gotcha, yeah. Marianne, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with cancer?
Well, I went to the hospital for COVID, and before they told me I had COVID, they told me I had cancer. So it was the hospital Memorial that diagnosed me. My oncologist is Dr. Isaac Levy. My surgical gynecologist was also an oncologist, was Dr. Ho Nguyen. So I guess it would be the hospital that first diagnosed me. And since I did end up having COVID, I had to go in the hospital and get, clear of COVID
Gotcha.
before I could get my treatment. Yeah.
Okay, I see. Wow, you've been through a lot over the years. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with all that mess. Okay, and then just to
But
confirm, you said this was Memorial Hospital?
yes.
Is this the one in Jacksonville?
No. I'm further down south, Miami. It was Broward County. Memorial has several hospital several Memorial Hospitals.
Okay, is it the one on Northwest 12th Avenue?
No, that's not a what county are you talking about, though? You're just reading out address. That's Northwest 12th Avenue. That's Jackson Hospital. But the name of the hospital is Memorial.
Okay, so it's a Memorial Hospital in Miami. Where exactly is it?
Well, it's not in my. I said I'm in Miami area.
Oh, okay.
It's several of them. It's in Broward County, and you're asking the information to do what?
Yeah, so we only require this information so that way the attorneys that we partner with can pull your medical records on your behalf. So basically, we just need to know what hospital it was and what doctors were diagnosing you.
Well, I had, like I said, I had to have my ovaries removed, and I had to have surgery first. So I have a copy of that report. But yeah, I guess, but you have to, of course, you got to get a release from me to get it, right? So.
Yeah, and that's what we do here actually at the end of this intake. You would be signing documents that would give our attorney partners permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Well, first of all, who are the attorneys?
So the attorneys that we're partnering with on this lawsuit, it's going to be Pulaski Kirker. If you'd like, I can send you a text message that has their phone number.
Wait a minute. What's the name? What's the name?
It's Pulaski Kirker.
In Texas?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, how did you come across my information?
I'm actually just responding to an online inquiry. That's where the calls came from initially outbound to you. You made an online inquiry. This might have been either through Google or Facebook, or you might have also responded to a phone number on TV.
That was about a year ago.
Yeah, sometimes these inquiries can be as old as maybe a year or so, but this is an ongoing lawsuit, so we actually can still help you with this.
Oh, hasn't even went to court yet.
Yeah, the lawsuit is still ongoing, which means there is actually time for you to still participate.
You didn't answer my question. You went around my question. I said, has the case even went to court yet?
That's a good question, actually. Let me check. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I'm gonna stop you right now and tell you a few things. Ethan, I think you spoke to me some years ago on another case. Think you
I don't think so. I've only been at this office. I've only been doing this job actually for a month and a half now.
But for this case, what about something else similar?
No, like I've only been working here, period. I've only been doing this job entirely for a month and a half. We've never spoken before.
So you haven't worked for Pulaski and Kirker before?
No, I don't work for Pulaski and Kirker. I work for Mass Tort Strategies, and we partner with Pulaski and Kirker on this lawsuit.
Okay. All right. Well, I have, so I don't know how this will affect things. I have a case with Pulaski and Kirker.
Is this for this lawsuit?
No, it's for another one.
Okay, yeah, if that is the case, then that wouldn't interfere with this lawsuit, so you would still be able to participate.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm sorry, we got a little bit off topic there. I completely forgot.
Well,
What was the name of the
yeah.
hospital that you were diagnosed at for your cancer?
Well, I was telling you that because Pulaski has my records. That's why I kind of took the time to explain that. But I said it was Memorial Regional Hospital.
Okay, you said Memorial Regional Hospital. Is that the one in Hollywood?
What's the address? Read me the address, and I'll tell you if it's the one in Hollywood.
3501 Johnson Street.
This one is off of Sheridan. It's another one. Just look and see if there's another one off of excuse me, Sheridan.
Can you spell that for me? You said Sheridan? Oh, I found it. 7800 Sheridan.
Yeah.
That's in Pembroke Pines.
Does it have a Pembroke Pines address?
Yeah, it says 7800 Sheridan Street, Pembroke Pines 33024.
Okay, because there's also another one. I didn't want you to get it mixed up. There's one off of, I think, Flamingo Road in Pembroke Pines. But mine was the Sheridan. I was in the Sheridan one.
Okay, so it's 7800 Sheridan, right?
I guess I have to look it up and see. But Sheridan is the street. Yeah, that I know.
Okay, yeah, then looks like we do have the right one. Yeah, perfect. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was an emergency room doctor. I don't, Jesus. I as I said to you, I went to the oh I went there through emergency for COVID, and they because I told them I had a strange feeling in my vaginal area, they did an MRI. And before they called me in the room, the emergency room doctor, and she told me, so it's gonna be on the records. She wasn't my doctor, she was just the doctor in the emergency room at that time.
Okay.
So I don't really I mean, you're asking me to remember back
Yeah.
then.
No worries.
That
If
was
you
the
don't
whole.
remember, that's fine. And
Yeah.
are you currently living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year do you say you would use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
Well, for people of color, they tell you to relax your hair approximately, every 6 weeks. And back then, hair relaxers had lye, LYE, in them. So, more than 4 times a year, maybe. Maybe double that.
Every 6 weeks, that would be about 8 times a year.
That's what I said, maybe double that.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll put down 8 then. Okay, and then of course you are currently a resident of the United States. Maryam, what is your birthday?
9/2/55.
Okay, 9/2/1955. Gotcha. And you're still living in Florida, right?
Correct.
Okay, yes, you are a resident of the United States. Previously, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Or what syndrome?
Lynch syndrome?
I don't know what Lynch syndrome is.
Okay. Yeah, not to worry then.
I have a history of breast lumps, lumpectomies, and things like that over the years, but none of them were ever malignant.
Gotcha. Okay. In addition, Miss Marianne, do you happen to know anyone else at all, any friends, family, or loved ones that was also injured by hair relaxer usage that could need some help?
I'd have to think about that. I
Yeah.
don't.
If you're not sure right now, that's perfectly fine. However, I'll also give you my personal office information and my callback number at the end. So that way, if you know anyone else that does need some help, you can always share my number with them, okay?
Okay.
Marianne, how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
Probably in my Probably in my late teens.
Okay, like about 18-ish.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And were you using it just in Florida the entire time?
No, I went to college in Tennessee. There. I lived in Michigan for most of my adult life, so I used it there. I've used it all the time.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. So Michigan, Florida. Okay, yeah, I understand there are definitely several different places where you were using them as well. Do you remember of maybe like what year you started using hair relaxer? Or I guess maybe it might be easier to answer how what year was it when you were 18?
Oh God, you pull out your pencil and do the math.
You know what? I'll go ahead and do that for you. So you were
Okay,
born
I
in
couldn't.
1955 plus
Correct.
18, so that would be 1973.
Pretty good because that's the year I graduated from high school.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I will go ahead and just put down 1/1/1973.
Okay.
And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Oh my gosh. I decided I wanted to go to braids when braids became popular. But I had basically I guess damaged my hair quite a bit, so I had to start allowing the relaxer to to grow out before I could get braids. That was probably And then I went back to it too once I stopped wearing the braids. So maybe the first time I stopped was about 20 plus years ago. And then I went back to it. Maybe about 10 years ago. And now I have no hair at all.
Gotcha. Yeah. So about 10 years ago, that was when you last used it.
Probably.
Okay. Do you happen to remember the month or the day even, or I can just put the year?
No, I don't remember all of that.
Okay. I'll just put 1/1/2014 then, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then, so you said you used it starting in 1973, and then at some point you stopped, and then you started again, right?
Yeah, but I didn't stop to much later. I mean, I used it for years. Oh my gosh, because I had this style that I just liked. I like to pull my hair back and put it in a bun. And that was like my signature hairstyle, but every strand of hair had to be straight. So I used it a very, very long time. I mean, I didn't, I it, when I used it for those consecutive years, probably a good 35 years, I used it consecutive. I didn't go to something else.
Okay, gotcha.
I used it a very long time.
Gotcha. Yeah, I totally get you on being meticulous about my hair too, because for a guy at least, I have pretty long hair. It goes down to like my shoulders, and I am very, very meticulous about it. Like, I wake up, needs to be combed, needs to be brushed nicely. I spend probably like a good 30, 45 minutes getting ready before I go to work. So I
Funny.
take my time with it. I take my time with it.
And nothing's wrong with that, though. That's, we have certain images we like to uphold, and that we do.
100%. Additionally,
get it.
Marianne, were you using hair relaxers? Did you apply it yourself at home, or did you go to a salon?
Both.
Okay, do you remember the names of any stores that you were buying them from?
Oh gosh. Let's see. Beauty supply places, that's up north. We had a store called I don't know if you remember, because you sound like a young person. We had Kmart, the superstore. What else? And we had pretty much we had Kmart in most of the states that I lived in. They just closed a few years ago. So let's see.
Gotcha. Yeah, I am. You're right. I am young. I'm 22. I'm no Kmart though, because my mom would always talk about how she used to go there, at least when we still had them around. Yeah. Beauty supply, Kmart. In addition, do you remember any names of salons that you were going to get your hair relaxers applied?
Let me see. I have to call my daughter because it's the one we went to for a long time. I think it wasn't Peggy. It was but Mr. John. We went to Mr. John for many years. And this other lady, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name. We went there for a long time, my daughter and I. Oh, I can't think of, I'll have to ask her.
Okay, yeah. If you're not sure offhand right now, don't worry about it. I can just make a note for the attorney partners for Pulaski that you don't know right now, but you could always get it later, so that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, and you said, of course, currently you're not using hair relaxers, right?
I don't have any hair.
Yeah. And do you happen to have any receipts or leftover empty bottles of hair relaxer? If not, that's okay as well.
No, I sure don't. I sure don't. I don't.
Okay, and which brands of hair relaxer were you
I knew
using?
he was going there next. I said he's gonna ask me the brands.
Yep, there it
And
is.
I can remember just a couple. I wrote down some. I don't know where the paper is right now, but I'd have to look for it. I remember Dark and Lovely was one. Revlon. I think it's Optimum. Optimum.
Gotcha.
It's a couple more, but I'd have to look them up. And sometimes, when you're a struggling college student, it didn't matter the brand, it was the price.
Right, yeah,
So.
definitely. So far, out of the people I've talked to, you're the first one person I've spoken with that's used Optimum. I think the most common ones, most people have told me Dark and Lovely, of course, African Pride, Revlon and
Yeah.
L'Oreal.
Oh, yeah, Revlon, African Pride. I was trying to think that African Pride was a black brand. I think I used that.
Gotcha,
Yeah.
okay, yeah.
I don't miss it.
Okay, and then.
I don't know about L'Oreal. I'm thinking. Like I said, if it was the cheapest brand, then I used that. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then we did, of course, already confirm that your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you were using hair relaxer for a full year minimum. In addition to that, between 1973 and 2014, during that time, was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxers?
Let's see, you say between.
Yeah, so I know
Yeah,
you mentioned, yeah.
because I wanted to get braids, and when with well, when I said braids, I mean extensions. You had to have most of the relaxer out of your hair.
Right.
So I stopped. I got the extensions, which was braids. So I stopped using that. For quite a while, because I did wear braids. And it might have been, I can't remember. I can't. I have to think about it.
Yeah. Do you remember what year you first got your braids and extensions?
Oh boy.
Yeah, if you're not sure, don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, the thing of it is, and you know, when you're dealing with mostly people of color dealing with this, you know, we change our hairstyles sometimes all the time. And, you know, the only thing I can recall is periods of time where I may have had to go longer to get my perm because, you know, I couldn't afford it or something like that. But I'd have to really sit down mm-hmm. and look at some calendars and go back.
Yeah,
and,
not to worry.
If
anything, Marianne, for now, I can just write down that you're not sure of the dates, but there was a period of time where instead of using hair relaxers, you had braids or extensions for a few years.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But by then, you know, my hair was so damaged by then from the perms, it was difficult for my hair to tolerate the cornrows because extensions. Because what would happen is, they would get. You know, it's not a sew-in or anything like that. They would get braided to your hair. And mm-hmm. sometimes the older they got, they would fall out, and sometimes it would take that whole hair root with it when it fell.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so it was something that I did for a short while. Because I had started losing hair, and I started going to wigs. But you know, my daughter, I have one daughter, and I was not big on doing hair, and I started her going to the hair salon when she was young. So she's very good with dates. So I'll have to ask her. Some of this information, and she's 44 now. So, you know, we went to the salon together and her hair is down her back. She didn't get hair from my side of the family.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. In addition, Marianne, when did you first learn of the connections between hair relaxer and your cancer diagnosis?
I didn't really. Until probably. During the time when it first started. Popping up, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, and then when I started to think about it, you know, some of those brands you used to see everywhere, you don't anymore. You don't see them as readily now. But I didn't have or know of any correlation about it. I didn't until I think I saw the little thing and I said, well, I have this. I said it's worth a shot to see what happened. And actually, I had really kind of given up since I hadn't heard anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over a long period of time.
Yeah, so you saw it, like, online, or was it, like, some kind of advertisement?
I think it was, like you said, I think it was, like, I think it was a Facebook thing.
Gotcha. Do you remember approximately when this was, like, maybe, like, a year ago or several months ago?
Remember, I said it was over a year ago. I just kind of forgot because no one had reached out to me, so I said, oh, this is probably not settled, not going to make it, or, you know, I start having doubt. So, yep,
gotcha.
I just,
yeah, no, that makes sense. I think that was when, that must have been when information about a potential lawsuit was first coming out, but now, as of December 2nd, now there's lots of several thousand pending lawsuits against these hair relaxer manufacturers. And then you did mention, so I'll go ahead. So you said it was about a year ago or more than a year or so. So I'll just put down 1/1/2023 as when you first learned of any connection.
Yeah, when I first saw it, like I did the little form. I think I did, at a couple of different times, I think I did more than one. Because, you know, once you fill out one of these forms, they start popping up all the time.
Right.
So, and since I hadn't heard anything, I think I might have did another one.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. And then, so Maryam, what kind of treatment were you receiving? I know you said chemotherapy, right?
You said, what kind of treatment am I receiving for?
For the your cancer?
Yeah, chemotherapy.
Okay. What date did your treatment start?
Let me see. Okay, well, now those dates are pretty fresh. Let me go through my head. February the 20th, I had surgery to have my ovaries removed. March, I had got my port put in. So my treatment started in March of 21.
Okay, March of 2021, gotcha. And you also had surgery to get your ovaries removed, you said?
Yeah, I had that done in February because, you know, they were cancerous and, in fact, it had metastasized to some of my organs, my bowels, and a few other things. So I had to have surgery right away because, remember, I got diagnosed on January the 5th. I had to go in the hospital for 7 days. I also, when I came out, I had to have 2 negative COVID tests before I could even start. But the hospital is the one that set me up with my surgeon and my oncologist. So once I got the negative test, I want to say I went in to see the doctor. That was probably
right,
like the first week of February. And then we scheduled right away. So I had the surgery on President's Day of 2021, and that I remember.
Okay, gotcha. And what was the name of this doctor that was treating you for your cancer?
The one that did my surgery, because that one that treated me is a different doctor. My oncologist and my surgeon are 2 different people.
Okay, yeah, your oncologist.
My oncologist is Isaac Levy, ISSACLEVY, and he's the owner of Millennium oncology.
Okay, gotcha. I found him here, Isaac Levy. And you said the, yeah, okay, yeah, Dr. Isaac Levy. Yep, I found him here. He's an oncologist currently in Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Found him. Thank you very much. I have his address here as 7770 Davie Road.
Davy Road Extension.
Yeah, Davie Road Extension. Okay, perfect. Found him right there. Bada bing, bada boom. And okay. For the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
I am female.
Okay. Additionally, I have your first and last name here as MARYANN, last name TOLES.
Correct.
Do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by?
No.
Okay. Do you happen to have a suffix? Like, for example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Okay. And what is your social?
Oh, that's the part I kind of hate.
Yeah, I totally understand. I know it is sensitive information, but of course, as you know, I'm sure you're already familiar with Pulaski since you did say you do already have a lawsuit going with them. The only reason why we require your social is so they can pull your medical records on your behalf. And of course, they are monitored and regulated by the Bar Association. So if I or any of our partners ever mishandled your information, there would, of course, be penalties. They would lose their licenses and we would be penalized as well. If you'd like, I can also just take the last four of your social.
Well, the reason I'm leery is because, believe it or not, 2 weeks ago I got a call from TD Bank saying somebody had opened up an account and was trying to purchase $800 worth of what do you call those shoes? Nikes. And I said, Nikes? First of all, I don't have an account with TD Bank and I don't wear Nikes. Yeah, so that's the reason. And the guy and they had my information. That's why I was kind of in awe. They sure did. But I think Pulaski did have it. So the last four of my socials 9870.
Okay, just to confirm, you said 9870, right?
Correct.
Yeah, no, I totally get your concerns, though. I mean, the whole scamming thing lately has been kind of crazy. I remember a few years ago, actually, someone somehow had all of my banking information and they pulled out, it was like $1,800 from my checking account. And thankfully, it was able to be recovered. But at that time, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like, that's a crazy amount of money. It's like, what am I going to do? You know? And I was like, what the
Yeah,
heck?
I mean, because they just kept calling, and I said, why is TD Bank calling me? I don't have an account with them. So something after they kept calling, I just answered it, and that's what they told me. And they had the information he reviewed basically was majority of it was correct.
Were you able to get that sorted out, though, at least? Like, were they able to stop those transactions from going through?
Yeah, he said the guy said he got suspicious. That's why he was calling.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
but you know, it's scary to know that your information is out here like that. And the person was not in my state. The person he said that was South Carolina. I said South Carolina. I said I'd never been to South Carolina. I mean, it was just weird.
Yeah, I know it's really strange. I don't know who you bank with, but I bank with Chase, and me personally, I'm really thankful for them because so far in my experiences, their security has always been top-notch. Anytime there's suspicious activity or anytime there's a false charge, they always let me know right away and they freeze the charge. You know how they do it.
Yeah, I bank with Navy Federal, and they did that too. One night I was sitting home on a Friday, chilling and watching Netflix and eating popcorn, and they called me like it was like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I said, "Well, why is the bank calling me?" And sure enough, they was telling me then also the same thing that something was trying to go through several times, and they had caught it. I guess a couple of it went through. He had a name. I forgot what the product was, but he ended up, I said, well, it's not me, whatever it is. I said, I'm into Netflix right now. So he kind of laughed and mm-hmm. you know, froze my account, took my card away. The only thing was that it was on a Friday, and they was going to overnight me a card, but it couldn't be overnight until Monday. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So anyway, yep, that was another nightmare. But, yeah, I have pretty decent banking systems. So, but, yeah.
Hey, at the very least it all got sorted out in the end, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they had to end up giving me a new card, and I could keep my checking account. So I thank goodness I didn't have to change that. But yeah, you know, I don't know. It seems like for some reason they prey on people, of a certain age. So.
Yeah, definitely. In any case, I do apologize. I'm sorry for getting off track here. I like to get caught up in conversation. Then I go off on one thing and then another. In any case, so I have your email here. Yeah, definitely. In any case, Marianne, I have your email here as TOLESMARYANN@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and your phone number is 313-400-1250.
Correct.
And is this your home line or is this your smartphone?
It's my phone. Home. Mobile phone.
Gotcha. What's your current address?
870 Northeast 207 Terrace, Unit 102, North Miami Beach 33179.
Okay, I found it. 870 Northeast 207 Terrace, Unit 102. North Miami Beach, 33179.
What you got that you keep finding me on? What you looking at?
So actually, I'm using Google Maps, so I just punch it in, I type up a few things, and then usually it'll pull up right away just so I can click on it and then double check and make sure. Really convenient.
Mm-hmm. See how all these gadgets and gizmos are out here, see?
Yeah, I know sometimes it can be confusing, but thankfully most of the time this technology does make my life a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah, so 870 Northeast 207th Terrace, Unit 102, Miami, Florida 33179.
It's not Miami. See, Google keep messing up on that. It's not Miami. It's North Miami Beach.
Okay. North
we are a separate Miami. Even though you put the zip code in, it's going to say that, but it's North Miami Beach.
Okay.
The Postal Service has us listed under North Miami Beach.
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'm just going to tell Google no, and then I'm just going to punch it in myself then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, North Miami Beach, Florida 33179.
Correct.
Okay. Additionally, do you have documentary support, so medical documents that would show your date of diagnosis for your cancer?
I have an operative report, you know, I have that, which was pretty extensive. Because that's what Pulaski had me send to them. Yeah, I have a copy of that. I'd have to go dig it up again. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Additionally, do you happen to have any other medical records on hand that would show your diagnosis and your treatment as well?
Any other medical records? What do you mean?
Yeah, just in relation to either your diagnosis or your treatment.
Oh, the record I have is pretty thorough with the diagnosis and what they did and what they removed in terms of the surgery. I did have a copy of my treatment, but I don't, because I it included what drugs I was on. But that you can get from Dr. Levy. Dr. Levy,
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. In any case, Pulaski will most likely just reach out to him on your behalf so that way you don't have to do all that annoying stuff. If necessary, this is just required from the form. If you had to, would you be able to provide these records by mail, electronically, or both?
I've done that before for them. I've done that before. Yeah, I sent them a copy. Actually, did I send him whatever I sent him? I remember they sent, I guess once they made their copy, they sent it back to me because they had it, what you call it, delivered to the door, with a signature. So I've done that before for them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, Mrs. Marianne, we're actually almost finished with this intake. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to in case something happens and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Other than that, though, we normally wouldn't ever contact them. Do you have someone you want to use as emergency contact?
I will, but Pulaski is slow. I think most times I've made the contact with them. My daughter.
Okay. Does she live with you or separately?
No, she lives in her own home.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Her name, I'll give you like her name is Yada, YADA.
Okay.
Same last name, TOLES.
Okay. What's her phone number?
954 299 7536.
Okay, 954-299-7536. Okay, and then you did already say that you are familiar with Pulaski because you worked for them for a with them for a different lawsuit, but not this one, correct?
In fact, I'm still working with them. Over the summer, I just signed a big old stack of papers they sent. So yeah, I'm still with them. I'm sure I still have an open file with them,
Gotcha.
because
Okay, yeah.
nothing has happened with it. That was the Johnson and Johnson product.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. From what I know, I think my company now, I mean, of course, because I've only been with them for maybe like a month now, I, of course, didn't work on it. But I think from what I was told, we did also service that lawsuit back when they were still taking clients. In any case, yeah, so we're almost done here. Marianne, what I'll do is I'll just read off a quick checklist. This is for compliance. This is just to verify that all the information we discussed is accurate. So if anything sounds wrong, you can stop me, okay? Okay. So we did confirm that you do not have an attorney for this lawsuit. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with the hair relaxer lawsuit. You were diagnosed with cancer, in your case, ovarian cancer, after using hair relaxers. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you first started using hair relaxer for a year. You
More
were
than two
using,
years.
yeah, definitely, it's been way more than 2 years. You were using hair relaxers at least 4 times in a year. In your case, it would have been about 8 times. And then you did use hair relaxer within the last 20 years as well.
Correct.
Alrighty, that all sounds good to me. So what I'll do is I'm gonna go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. I'll send them to myself first and make a draft. That way I can check and make sure all your personal information is correct. This is basically just me making sure I didn't make any errors before I send it over to you.
Okay, so you're going to send it to my email?
Yeah, it's, you should be able to receive an email and a text message just in case one or the other doesn't work.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll go
And
ahead and just check here.
you're
So I'll
going to
just read
send that
up.
out tonight or tomorrow?
It's actually going to be right now.
I got to look at it and sign it now.
Yes, it's you can sign it digitally, so, and it should actually only take about a minute or two. So I just want to confirm.
Okay, well, I don't think my I would wait. My Wi-Fi is off right now and it won't be back on till tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, these documents, the amount of data coming through is actually very little. It's mostly just text, so you should actually be able to open it even if you're not on Wi-Fi. And again, it should only take maybe like a minute or so.
I don't think I can because I tried to open something on my phone and it wouldn't do it. So my Wi-Fi is just temporary off. I'm on a fixed income, so my money's come on certain days. It's not gonna open,
Okay,
and
yeah,
it's
no
not.
worries. I would at least like to try it first, though, and see what happens. And if not, we can always get it signed later.
Well, I can sign it tomorrow, but today I'm not. I just tried to go on the computer and do it. I mean, my Wi-Fi box is flashing right now. So,
Oh, yeah, no. What I meant is you can actually sign it digitally on your phone as well.
it's at my phone is set. It's set up to Wi-Fi too. I'm at home. That's what I'm trying to let you know.
Okay, yeah. Do you have like cellular data though?
What does that mean?
So, because your phone, obviously, because we're able to call here, you should be able to access like internet and whatnot, even without Wi-Fi, just through your phone.
No, it's not letting me do that either. Simply because I play a lot of games on my phone, and the only ones they'll let me play are the ones that's offline.
Oh,
So I
okay, I
know it.
see.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's not opening up. So the only thing I can say is that if you send them and I get them, I can get them back to you in the morning.
Okay, no
So,
worries. In the meantime,
but
I'll
that was.
just check to make sure your information is right. So your phone number is 313-400-1250. Your birthday
Okay.
is September 2nd of 1955. The last four of your
Yes.
social is 9870.
Okay. And you said, is it Ethan?
Yes, that's my name.
You was gonna give me your number so I can call and let you know when I send it, when I, am able to do it, so you can be on the lookout for it. Is that something I can do?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you able to receive text messages?
I think so. Let me see. Let me check now. I think okay, something says Ethan. Your last name is Nguyen too?
Yes, that is my last name. I'm Vietnamese.
My doctor, that's what my surgeon's name last name is Nguyen. They're like that.
Oh,
And
okay.
his
Well,
first name
yeah.
HOA. Yep.
Gotcha. Well, on behalf of all wins, I hope your doctor was kind to you.
Oh, he's a wonderful person. I will trust him again and again and again, and I still see him now. He is an absolute jewel. And he is he I know he's one of those Asian descent. He might be Vietnamese. But he is such a wonderful doctor, yes.
That is great. I'm
Yes.
really glad to hear that he's been kind to you. But yeah, Nguyen, I think, actually is the most common last name for Vietnamese people.
And he said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said it's like Smith Williams or Johnson.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like Smith, William, Johnson, and Lee, but for Vietnamese people.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he said the same thing. Oh, yeah, I absolutely love him. I do. And he's a tiny person. And guess what he do? I have never seen a doctor. He between every patient he runs through his office. He do not walk. He kind of like gets in a kind of like in a little trot, and I always say, "Stop! Don't you see that yield sign right there?" And he'll laugh and he go, but he runs through the. But then again, he's very small and petite too, you know. So, but yeah, in between, all the time he's running through the office, all the time. I wish I had his energy, and he's not young either. You know, he's not like, I mean, we may be the same age. Who knows? But yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, he's yeah. awesome. He's awesome. When I saw that name, I said, "Wow." Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I am glad the wins in your life have given us a good reputation. I'm very glad to hear that.
Oh yeah. Now let me see. You sent me Ethan. You so
yeah.
I'm gonna try now, but I know it's not gonna open. And I got one of those phones. It would have came up by now. No, it's not. It's not opening up.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't worry about that then. If any case, you can always get it signed tomorrow morning or whenever you get your Wi-Fi back. So don't
yeah,
worry
tomorrow
about
morning.
It. Mm-hmm. In addition, so this number
what's
I'm calling
number?
You on, this is just the computer number that I use for out or inbound calls. I actually have a different number that goes directly to my office. So I'm going to send you a text message, and it's going to come from a 949 number.
Wait a minute. Hold on a moment. Let me see. What are you
I
calling from a 949 number for? To see if the person answers? Hold on.
Yes.
Don't hang up. Hold on a minute. See, it says no internet connection. Let me see. Did you call me earlier today?
No, I don't think so. Or actually, no, it looks like my system might have called you at 10:38. Or I guess it would be for you 1:38 or 2.
Okay. But your
yeah.
number, you say you just text me. Let me see. Let's see. There's a... Now, you said, now you there's a 949. Is that the one you your number?
Yeah, it should be 949-688-5594.
Yeah, that's what I have. 949-688-5594. Yeah, I got you.
Yep, that's me. So you just be sure to save that number, and if you want to reach me again, just call me there, because that's the number that goes directly to my desk rather than sending it to our office.
Okay. All right. Then I'll hold on to that number. Well, I hope, and you can tell Plasky I said this, I hope they're not as slow with this case as they are with the other one. Because, you know, I'm retired due to health, and financially I'm trying to learn how to live off of a fixed income in Florida. It's not easy. So I hope they do better, because I've been with them for the longest on the other case. So they got to stop grabbing these cases and just holding on to them, and it's not moving. In fact, one attorney, he did reach out to me, but I think it was the other case, the Johnson & Johnson. And he asked me about an attorney, and I said, well, I have one. He said, well, talk to them about the hair relaxer. If they don't take you, if they're not interested, he said, I'll take you. But that's been a while ago too. And I felt like all of these things getting your hopes up and nothing's happening. You know, I don't want to, you know, to go through all of this, and I'm not able to enjoy any of the profits from it because it's taken so long. You know, for people, you're reaching out to people who have a disease that is deadly, and sometimes with treatment, but the process is so slow. So sometimes people get discouraged. Like I said, you know, when you start, I had already given up because I didn't want to get entangled in another one. And then when you said Pulaski, I'm like, dude, they're going to take another case of mine and have me just waiting and waiting. So do I have to hang on for another 3 years plus? I don't know. You know, so I don't know. They got to do better in terms of, like, we had this big thing we had to go read on 700-page documents and sign saying that we're willing to accept something, but you haven't heard any results of any of that. It's like the communication is just not where it needs to be. That was in the summertime or early in the summer. No, was it in the summer? Yeah, maybe the early part of the summer. And we haven't heard anything as to the results or what the next step is or how did people vote. Did they vote to, you know, to accept what it was that they was encouraging us to accept? It's just like, what are you all doing? It's like, I don't know. I don't want to get discouraged because you know, I get kind of disappointed.
Yeah, no, and I totally understand that. I know it can be super frustrating. I personally, I don't like waiting either. I'm not a patient person. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's not a matter of that, but you got people that has illnesses that you're asking me, do I have cancer? Did I have cancer? Cancer is deadly, and these lawsuits are just out here prolonging, I mean, they're just hanging out here. That's my point. It's not the patient's part of it. It's the part of it that I have a disorder that could be deadly. And I just told you that I was in remission for a while. Mine has come back. Now I'm going through a new diagnosis. I'm going through new testing, and we're now getting ready to start a new treatment plan. So you see what I'm saying? People here, this is people's lives, and I don't know. People want to be around for these things that you're throwing out here. It's like throwing bait at a fish, and nobody ever catches. So, and I don't want to get discouraged, but I am dealing with something. And you know, just like, okay, let me just give you a prime example. I had two tests. Since my cancer did not come back in my ovaries, because of course I don't have it mm-hmm. anymore, so it came back in other areas, my stomach area. So I have to have an MRI of my stomach and my pelvis area. I had a PET scan. That PET scan cost me out of pocket was $300. Okay. Then the next month, the PET scan showed some things, but they recommended an MRI. Now.
Uh-huh.
An MRI for those two tests is $200 per test. That's $400 out of pocket. People on a fixed income don't have money like that back to back to back, you know, to do that. So I had to wait. I had to also change my insurance to something else. Because, you know, funds like that I just don't have laying around. But this is also my life. So, you know, it has put me in a state of stress because of that. And, you know, and along with that, I just lost my baby brother during all this time, too, you know, in mid-September. So it's a lot to deal with. And that's why I asked you, where was it? Had it even started court? Are you guys are just still advertising and taking names, and it's not moving? That's why I was asking the questions that I was asking too. You know, I had a reason for those, you know, and they just got to do better. I have not talked to anyone. And do you know the last phone call that I had from, I reached out to them. In fact, the last one, they didn't even return. I got their answering service, person that supposed to get the message to them, and I haven't spoke to them yet. So I don't really know anything that's going on other than what they sent out, which was, and you don't send to me 700-page documents, but, you know, the one thing they did have was their recommendations in there. That was weird. I mean...
Yeah, definitely. Well, Marianne, just to let you know, from the time that I've been here and I've worked with them, so far they've been pretty responsive lately. Hopefully it stays that way. And I think, yeah, so the lawsuit is now pending as of December 2nd. So things are finally moving along for you. So not to worry too much on that end. Additionally, I'm here to help you first and foremost, Marianne. So if for any reason, if at any point you ever have any problems or you need them to maybe be more responsive, you can always let me know and I'll be sure to talk to them myself and bug them until they give you something, okay?
Well, what is pending though? I don't understand that. What is that? What is the word pending means? Is it pending in court or is it pending to be being prepared to go to court? See, pending is a broad word.
Yeah, so a pending lawsuit means the case is currently in progress. So from what I understand, it's already reached the courts.
Okay, but sometimes after that too, you know, you still got some time. So, well, all right, I'm not gonna get worked up about that. I just hope that they understand the type of people they're dealing with. You're dealing with people with illnesses, deadly diseases and disorders, and people, I don't hate to say the word, but people are dying, you know, from this, and I'm holding on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, in any case then, Marianne, that's all I needed from you today. And again, you have my phone number. It's going to be that 949 number. So that way you can let me know. I'll also give you a call tomorrow in case I don't hear from you. So
okay.
We can make sure we get those documents signed. Okay.
Okay. All right, then. So yeah, give me a call tomorrow. Where are you located, Ethan?
I'm in Irvine, California.
Oh, yeah. That's usually where the service is in California. Up there in Texas. So we're in a different time zone. I was going to say call me early afternoon, but, you know, early afternoon your time. I don't know what time that'll be.
Yeah, that would
but,
be
yeah.
like maybe like 8 or 9 in the morning for me.
No, that's not early afternoon for you. That is actually morning, but call me early afternoon is what I was saying.
Oh,
got
but
it?
You want me to call you for early afternoon in my time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. So I'll call you probably like about 11:30 to 12 then.
Yeah, so that'll be like 2 or 3 of mine, 2:30 or 3:30, somewhere around there.
Okay,
that'll be good.
Sure thing.
All right. I got your number. I'll hold on to it and I'll let you know my status too, tomorrow.
Alrighty, sure thing. Cool.
But let them know how I feel about this, you know, since you seem to are able to reach out to them, you know, because they seem to be the ones that's pulling all those little survey cards, but they got to act on it. People are, at least me, I can't speak for anyone else. Who's with them, but I'm getting a little discouraged.
Yeah, well, I'm here to help you first, Marianne, so you need anything,
okay.
You let me know, okay?
All right, thank you.
All righty, I'll be in touch tomorrow. Have a good rest of
yes.
your day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.